Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. LCC intensifies urgent cholera response measures. Patriotic Front calls for the release of Mao Sampa. In international headlines, aid groups warn of life-threatening conditions in Gaza. And in sports, Lagans loan Chipolopolo defender David Hamasenya to SK artist Bruno. And now the news in detail. The Ministry of Green Economy and Environment, together with the Embassy of Switzerland to Zimbabwe, Zambia and Malawi, have inaugurated the Zambian-Swiss bilateral climate agreement. The two parties have signed a COP30 and launched the development and implementation of climate action within the carbon market under Article 6.2 of the Paris Agreement with various key stakeholders in Zambia, including high-level official representatives from both countries. Speaking at the inauguration ceremony, Minister of Green Economy and Environment Mike Mposha says his ministry is committed to implement the bilateral agreement between Zambia and Switzerland, which will help the two countries implement climate change projects and help the two countries to meet climate change-related targets. Mr. Mposha says Zambia is ready for the implementation of carbon market projects and has called for the swift implementation of the carbon market projects.
In order to provide a legal framework for carbon markets, we enacted the Green Economy and Climate Change Act number 18 of 2024, which marks a major step for us providing a solid legal foundation for mitigation, adaptation, and green economic transformation. In order to operationalize this act, we have since developed the Green Economy and Climate Change Carbon Market Regulations of 2025, which are designed to strengthen transparency, ensure predictability, and attract investment, as well as build confidence among partners such as Switzerland and many more to come.
Meanwhile, Ambassador of the Embassy of Switzerland to Malawi, Zambia and Zimbabwe, Stephanie Ray, says the collaboration between the parties is aimed at strengthening the cooperation between Zambia and Switzerland and also promote transparency in the fight against climate change.
The bilateral climate agreement is a significant milestone in our cooperation. It provides a framework that is mutually beneficial, allowing Switzerland to offset fossil emissions through high-quality carbon credits, while supporting Zambia in going beyond its already ambitious climate commitments. Switzerland is looking forward to supporting climate action in Zambia that delivers real, measurable, and long-term emission reduction. Importantly, this agreement ensures that mitigation activities meet high standards of environmental integrity, contribute to the SDGs, and safeguard human rights.
Political analyst Lawrence Mwelwa has described the recent decision by some political parties to leave the Tonse Alliance as a normal and expected development in a democratic system, saying such movements reflect the freedom of association guaranteed in a multi-party democracy. Speaking to One Love Ready News, Dr. Mwelwa says political parties have the democratic right to join or exit alliances based on their interests, strategic considerations, as well as internal consultations. Dr. Mwelwa says it is within their democratic rights for parties to leave the Tonse Alliance, stating that it's normal in a democracy where political organizations are autonomous and free to make decisions they believe serve their members best. He notes that the alliance, particularly those formed primarily around electoral objectives, often experience internal shifts once immediate goals are achieved or political circumstances change. Now, the Patriotic Front has condemned what it calls as selective justice and criminalization of electoral dissent and political interference in independent state institutions by President Hakainde Hichilema and the Electoral Commission of Zambia, as shown in the events surrounding the just-ended Chawama by-elections. PF Media Director Edwin Lifwekelo says the law is expected to be blind and impartial and apply to all citizens regardless of political standing. Mr. Lifwekelo says the developments in Chawama, however, present a disturbing departure from a democratic ideal, with justice appearing tilted, favoring those in power while weighing heavily against those in opposition. He says the arrest and continued detention of Matera Member of Parliament Miles Zampa highlights a worrying and unacceptable trend, as he rendered an apology to the ECZ when engaged as demanded for the concerns he had raised. Mr. Lifwekelo has since called for the immediate release of Mr. Miles Zampa.
The Patriotic Front therefore calls for an immediate end to the criminalization of electoral dissent, the cessation of politically motivated actions against Honorable Miles Zampa, and a firm commitment by President Hakainde Hichilema to refrain from interfering in independent institutions such as the Electoral Commission of Zambia and the Zambia Police Service. Zambia's democracy, national unity, and constitutional order depend on the President's restraining himself from commenting on issues that are active either before the Zambia Police or Electoral Commission of Zambia.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has intensified urgent cholera response measures in Monali Constituency, undertaking a series of activities aimed at curbing the spread of the disease and safeguarding public health. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says as part of its intervention, on the 20th January 2026, the council sensitized 700 pupils in two schools and reached 4,000 residents through public address awareness campaigns. She says chlorine and hand sanitizers were distributed to households to promote hygiene and reduce transmission risks. Ms. Mwamba adds that the council identified and mapped 233 filled up latrines for dislodging and supplied 20,000 liters of safe drinking water to ensure the community has access to clean water.
Beyond school and community sensitization, the council also conducted door-to-door awareness campaigns, market sensitization, and routine inspections, reaching 100 people in 25 households, while 13 restaurants and 6 butcheries were visited to assess their hygiene standards, and 205 households were inspected to monitor sanitation practices. The Lusaka City Council urges all residents to cooperate with sanitation workers on the ground and strictly adhere to health guidelines, as collective responsibility remains key to preventing cholera outbreaks and protecting the well-being of the community.
Agriculture News.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency and Zambia Agriculture Research Institute have called for enhanced collaboration with each other to support the agriculture sector with reliable fertilizer that will improve crop production. Zixa and Zari are seeking enhanced sharing of information and best practices to improve the safety and quality of fertilizer in the country. The two institutions intend to play a key role in supporting the achievement of the target of producing 10 million tons of maize by 2031 through effective regulation and testing of fertilizer. Zixa Executive Director Gerard Chizinga and Zari Director Ndashe Kapulu made the remarks in Chilanga on Wednesday when Mr. Chizinga paid a courtesy call on Dr. Kapulu. Mr. Chizinga says joint inspections, monitoring and capacity building will ensure that fertilizer on the market meets regulatory requirements.
Your institution, sir, has been a backbone of agricultural research in Zambia for a long time. And as ZCSA, we rely on your expertise in testing and analyzing chemical fertilizer that ensures that the products reaching our farmers are safe, effective, and of the highest quality. The work that you do as Zari, directly supports or complements the work of the